Well, the world has gone literally quite mad. So mad that many people are beginning to think that we're at the start of a Mad Max movie where the normal rules just don't apply in a shutdown, particularly when it comes to boring old things like paying rent on your shop. We know Edcon has told its suppliers it can't pay them, and that is exceptional. And it could very well lead to the end of Edcon. We have known now that the Foschini Group has said they won't pay during the lockdown, giving very little real reason for that. And property owners in the last couple of days have been locked in frenetic meetings with tenants to try and break a widening impasse, because everybody seems to think that there's a free-for-all to happen here. Julian Schur is one of South Africa's leading property lawyers. He's at Strauss Schur Attorneys. Julian, a tenant in a shopping centre, can I simply refuse to pay my rent because my shop has been closed through no fault of my own?
Hi, Bruce. The answer to that question is not a simple one, and as often is the case with legal issues, it's something which one needs to be very, very careful. There's this conception out there at the moment that there's an automatic right for a tenant in these circumstances to just not pay rent, and that is not the case in our law. What we have in this country is freedom of contract. As you all know, you're entitled to enter into an agreement, provided the agreement is not illegal or contrary to public policy. So you can't, for example, buy and sell people, things like that. But normal commercial contracts can be entered into, and in those agreements, the parties are free to agree provisions dealing with exactly these circumstances. In other words, what happens if there's an event or an occurrence that makes the performance by the parties of the contract impossible? That's what commonly has become known as a force majeure, which is actually a French term that doesn't exist in our law. We've got vis major, which is things like storms and earthquakes, and we've got causus fortuitus, which is things like theft and rioting and strikes and that sort of thing. But the concept of force majeure really is an event or an occurrence that makes the performance of the contract impossible. It must be beyond the control of the parties. And that's very different to hardship, I would call hardship, which results because of changed circumstances. If you look at hardship, it might be very difficult for a party to perform, but the actual circumstances do not render the performance objectively, and that's the important test, impossible. Okay? So what has happened over the years in our freedom of contract is people have well-drafted agreements contain what have become known as force majeure clauses, or vis major style clauses. And in most commercial leases, and in a lot of the residential leases, but in most commercial leases, you should find a clause which deals with the what ifs. Something happens, an event takes place beyond the control of the parties, what then? And the classic one is the building is destroyed by a vis major. There's an earthquake, for example, and the whole building falls down and it's destroyed. That makes it impossible for the parties to perform. The landlord can't provide the building, and therefore the tenant can't occupy it. And therefore, that is what's called a supervening impossibility. It's an event which makes the contract impossible to perform.
And aren't we there? Is that where we are? I mean, you guys in the legal profession like to call things acts of God. This feels like an act of an angry God.
Well, perhaps the message I'm giving, Bruce, is that one needs to look at the lease. If there is a clause in the lease that governs what you call acts of God or intervening impossibilities like this beyond the control of the parties, then that clause will govern whether or not the tenant's entitled to a remission of rent for this period. So the first thing is one has to read the lease, and one has to see what the lease says and if the lease covers this type of situation or not. So that's the first thing. If there's nothing in the lease, and it can happen that the lease doesn't deal with this at all, then we fall back on our common law position. And in this country, we have something in our common law called a supervening impossibility. And that basically means that the happening objectively makes the performance impossible, and it's an unavoidable event. When that happens, the entire contract falls to be set aside. The contract becomes void. So the classic case, the building just being destroyed, a contract, the lease itself would come to an end. It can no longer continue. There is no longer a building to lease or to pay rent in respect of. So our common law, unfortunately, does not recognize the concepts of hardship or financial, let's call it distress, as a result of the COVID-19 environment. In other words, the performance of the parties to the agreement is still possible, but it's become extremely difficult and even economically unfair. But in our law, that is not recognized as a ground for the remission of rent, certainly not in our common law. We've got a very, let's call it straightforward common law that hasn't evolved a lot in other jurisdictions, Germany, England, United States. There are, the common law takes into account these circumstances or the changes in circumstances that result in parties, you know, being an unfair or an unreasonable scenario. But in this country, it's black or white. It's re-beliefs. Mm. Is there a clause that deals with it? If there isn't, we fall back on the common law, supervening impossibility. One looks at the cases. In my view, COVID-19 is not a supervening impossibility because performance is still possible. It's just very difficult or unfair, but it is still possible. The tenant is still in occupation. He might not be able to trade.
Yeah, okay. Julian, we have to leave it there, but I think your point is well made. Thank you. There is no blanket opportunity, therefore, in a
word,
for you to get out of your lease. So is Fushini Group taking a chance here then?
No, I don't think so. I think they've got other problems, which are well known. And of course, that in itself is probably an act of insolvency, and there's all sorts of laws dealing with
that. That's Edcon. That's Edcon, not Fushini Group. Let's be specific here.
Oh, that's what you want. That's Edcon.
let's not so panic about the Fushini Group, which is perfectly solvent. For Edcon, we understand, but is Fushini Group taking the mickey here?
I don't think so. They may be being advised that, again, I don't know what's in their leases. They may have well-drafted vis maior style clauses entitling them to contractually not pay rent in these circumstances.
Thank you, Julian Scher, property lawyer at Strauss Scher Attorneys.